Cooper's up next. She has her artist of record, your chance to win a piece of vinyl.
Yes.
For you vinyl heads out there. So we're calling her listeners vinyl heads.
We're bringing vinyl back.
And you have a chance to win a record player at the end of the month. So there you go. A lot going on. It's 9 o'clock. I'm Don Rosen. Get out and vote. Don't forget, I'm going to go vote right now. Get out and vote, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. We'll have Alders Melissa Caprillion and David Mackin here to discuss election results, if there are any. We'll discuss them.
Yeah.
And so I'll see you at 6 a.m. bright and early. All right, stand by.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
9 o'clock news time. Here's CBS News.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Election day has finally arrived.
If you're registered to vote, please continue to your right. If you are not registered to vote, please continue to your left.
Voters in battleground states like Nevada and Pennsylvania are lining up at polling places.
It makes me feel better because I feel like I am making a difference.
I'm praying for a peaceful election. My theory is that it might get a little wild and out of control.
We're already hearing about technical difficulties at some polling sites. CBS's Jennifer Brown.
In Astoria, Queens, at a local public school, New Yorkers are voting and the lines are already growing this morning. One of the issues that they're seeing, election workers, is that the machines are not taking the ballots on the first try. Some are, some aren't. The machine will tell you ballot not authorized. Now, there's nothing wrong with it. That's what an election worker told me, and he told me to just keep trying. Took about 5 tries before my ballot was accepted by the machine.
While the presidential candidates are keeping low profiles today, their surrogates are making the rounds, drumming up support. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on CBS Mornings.
Well, I think the economy is one of the most important reasons to vote for Kamala Harris. If they follow through on their plans and Trump puts in this tariff, that would mean about $4,000 a year for a typical American family in added costs. That's the last thing we can afford.
New York's Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik getting out the Trump vote.
It is time to make sure that we as a country return to the effective policies that we saw, a booming economy, a secure border.
Voters in 10 states are deciding abortion rights measures. Kelly Hall heads the nonprofit Fairness Project.
We have a real opportunity to meet the moment here in this particular election cycle when voters are so focused on the impacts of these bans.
In the Middle East, they're cleaning up in northern Gaza's Beit Lahia, where Palestinian health officials say at least 20 people, including children, were killed in new Israeli strikes. Israel says it was targeting a weapons storage facility used by a militant. Here in the U.S., people along the Gulf Coast are bracing for a tropical storm this weekend. Correspondent Peter King from Orlando.
Tropical storm Raphael is expected to become Hurricane Raphael by early tomorrow and glance off the western tip of Cuba tomorrow afternoon. While Florida's peninsula is in the clear, Raphael could land in the western panhandle, although Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas appear more likely.
S&P futures are up 12, Dow futures ahead 42. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a 39-year-old inmate at the Kenosha County Jail. The inmate was found unresponsive in his cell on Sunday. The longtime former managing director of the Racine Theater Guild passed away Sunday. During his tenure from 1969 to 2001, Norman McPhee directed over 200 productions. He was 88. Details about a memorial have not yet been announced. Polls are open and voters can find out where to vote at the My Vote Wisconsin website. Live election coverage starts at 6 at civicmedia.us or our sister station, 540 WAUK. And free rides to polling stations are available in Racine and Kenosha through various organizations. You can find contact info at WRJN for Souls to the Polls, the Racine Interfaith Coalition, and the Leaders of Kenosha. All of those groups are giving rides. Wisconsin's chief elections official Megan Wolf emphasizes patience as ballot counting may take time tonight. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
college basketball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team opened up their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts, in my mind, I've never talked about it and made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
In Milwaukee, number 18th ranked Marquette with a 102-62 win over Stony Brook. UW Green Bay lost their opener on the road at Oklahoma State 89-76 under new head coach Doug Gottlieb. Baseball, the Brewers' Matt Arnold has been named Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year. Pitcher Frankie Montez will become a free agent after declining his option. NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy, windy, drizzly with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s, dropping fairly quickly by later this evening. Tonight, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Just take your glasses.
Good morning. I'm Cindy Huber with you on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, not a word about anything political. And the Beatles.
together.
Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without.
WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and yeah, election. Well, let me tell you this. No matter who wins, you always got beer. All right. Keep that in mind. by the way, if you are under the legal drinking age 21, forget I said that comment. For you, there's always Almond Joys.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Saying
chain, yeah, that's the sound of the men working on the
No.
local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. Today's artist of record, Peter Noon, 77 years young today. We'll be playing one of his tunes coming up. Got details right after this.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of the world? The world he left behind. Not so long.
The timeless hits, WRJN. Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia. He was a superstar, but he didn't get far. All righty. Now he's going, oh man, there's so many great lines in that song. It's just incredible. Herman's Hermits. They come every year. They come to the Wisconsin State Fair. Past year, Peter Noon was here twice. He's awesome. He's super nice guy. I've got friends that used to have a cable show. I did too, by the way. And they were passing cable shows out in the late 90s, early 2000s. But my friend got to interview him all the time. just a super nice man. And she would interview him and just the little cable show, but he would act like, you know, this was a big deal. And it was to him. He's really a genuine person and a performer and a lot of great tunes. So it made picking something from Peter Noone really hard. So I've got a couple of songs that I will be playing in a row, and I will be playing one of them will be I'm Into Something Good, because not only was that a hit for him, it was also, it was a fun song in Naked Gun with, what was my favorite comedy actor whose name I just forgot. Come on, Huber. But it was in Naked Gun. So the first one, and with Priscilla Presley and my favorite actor whose name I totally forgot. It wouldn't be great to have me for a fan, would it? But he was in that. And then I'm going to pull out Henry VIII or something like that, just because Peter Noone, his songs are fun. But right now we're going to, and when you do hear Peter Noone, you're my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-WRJN. And really, the contest is within this next hour. So starting now all the way into 10:30, your chance to win an album from Peter Noone, Hermits Hermits, and also qualify for the record player from Chime In Again, Music and More in Sturtevant, right by the Antique School Mall.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a man at the Kenosha County Jail. Kenosha County officials say a 39-year-old inmate at the jail died Sunday after being found unresponsive in his cell. Medical staff were called to the scene, but despite efforts to revive him, he couldn't be saved. We're working on learning more. The art community in Racine is mourning the loss of the longtime director of the Theater Guild. Norman McPhee served as the managing artistic director of the Racine Theater Guild from 1969 to 2001. He passed away Sunday at the age of 88. During his time at the RTG, he directed over 200 productions and played a key role in expanding the theater's programming and facilities. Details about a memorial and service have not yet been announced. Free rides to polling stations are available across the area. In Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha, an organization called Souls to the Polls are picking people up to vote. The Racine Interfaith Coalition has a phone number listed for people to call to get a ride to the polls, as does an organization called Leaders of Kenosha. Those contact numbers are at WRJN.com. Don't forget to bring your ID when you vote. You can see your ballot and where you can vote at civicmedia.us/vote. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
It is going to be cloudy, windy, drizzly with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s, dropping fairly quickly by later this evening. Tonight, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist John Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Now I see how you really are. You're no good, you know.
That's Linda Ronstadt. Don't you know? You're no good. Oh, thank you. It's Dave Clark 5 on WRJN.
Come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you
WRJN. sleep. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Boss Monka took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who would call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her rehome drops on the cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Come all together now. Bum, bum. Oh, I thought there was an extra bump bump. Okay, never mind. As many times I've heard this song, mainly because I work here at WRJN, we play Memphis by Johnny Rivers. He has quite the song category when you really think about it. If you look him up, there are so many awesome tunes that he puts out. And you know what? I'm going to prove it to you on Thursday. Johnny Rivers has a birthday and he will be our artist of record on Thursday. But today's artist of record, the very awesome Peter Noon. I'm into something good. And I just remembered the comedian's name, Leslie Nielsen. Oh my gosh. I got to interview him once. Right before Naked Gun came out, it was just done. And right before that TV show, Naked Gun, and then he did the movies. But he was doing a one-man Harry Truman act. And he came into rural Illinois, and I was a little snot-nosed kid that worked for the college newspaper. And so I went and I interviewed him. And, oh, God, I was so bad. When I look back, it's one of those cringe things. So are you married? How many kids do you have? Do you like acting? I said, oh my God. And I look back and I had it on tape for the longest time. I was so embarrassed. I deleted it all before he became famous. Of course, you can bet I was kicking my own butt after that. But the one quote that I remember from him, and it's always stuck with me, even if I still don't know what the heck he was talking about. When I asked him, do you ever get nervous when you go on stage? Leslie Nielsen said, a racehorse that isn't nervous before the race never wins. At first I thought, and for years I thought this was some genius thing and it meant something, but now I think he was just saying it to shut the kid up, you know. Oh, she's terrible. I can't tell her she's terrible. I have kids her age. All right, I'll just tell her that and she'll shut up and think I'm a genius. Anyway, we've got CBS National News coming up at the top of the hour, along with Stuart J. Waddle's local news. My buddy Mike Clemens with sports and weather, all just minutes away here on WRJN.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected social Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Aretha Franklin, just a little respect to WRJN. Nothing but respect, Aretha. Hey, congratulations, our latest Fleetwood Mac winner in a Fleetwood Mac tribute show. They sound just like Fleetwood Mac. And you know who's got your tickets? Don Rosen, tomorrow morning, right here on WRJN. From 6 to 9, your chance to win with Don.
Timeless Hits.
WRJN.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen bits of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Talk to me.